Chapter 2. The Terms of Christian Surrender, Unconditional and Lifetime. Jonathan Edwards wrote, "I have been before God and have given myself all that I am and have to God, so that I am not in any respect my own. I have given myself clear away and have not retained anything as my own." The home of Wilmer and Virginia McLean in the village of Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, was the scene of a historic meeting that resulted in bringing to an end the bloodiest conflict in this nation's history. On April 9, 1865, after 4 years of hostilities that had claimed some 630,000 lives and inflicted more than 1 million casualties, General Robert E. Lee signed an agreement surrendering the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia to General Ulysses S. Grant. That defining moment in the Civil War was the culmination of an intense series of exchanges between the two commanders. 6 days earlier, Richmond had fallen to Union troops. The battle continued as Lee led his army in retreat, pursued by Grant and his men. On April 7th, Grant sent a message to Lee suggesting that further resistance by the Confederate Army was hopeless and requesting that Lee surrender his portion of the army to avoid further bloodshed. Although Lee would not concede that his situation was hopeless, he responded the same day by asking Grant to spell out the conditions of any possible surrender. In his reply early the following morning, Grant clearly stated the terms for surrender. "Peace being my great desire, there is but one condition I would insist upon, namely, that the men and officers surrendered shall be disqualified for taking up arms against the government of the United States." Grant offered to meet Lee at any place he wished for the purpose of working out the details of the surrender. Lee responded later that day by saying that he wished to meet Grant at 10 o'clock the following morning to discuss how to bring about the restoration of peace, but that he did not intend to surrender. Grant's response early the next morning, April 9th, made it clear that there was no point in meeting if Lee was not willing to surrender. Grant appealed to the Southern commander to accept his conditions. He wrote, "The terms upon which peace can be had are well understood. By the South laying down their arms, they would hasten that most desirable event, save thousands of human lives and hundreds of millions of property not yet destroyed." Within hours, a messenger overtook Grant on the road to Appomattox Courthouse with Lee's reply. The inescapable reality was that Lee's army was surrounded, and his men were weak and exhausted. His army was badly in need of food and basic provisions for both men and animals. Lee was left with little choice but to agree to meet for the purpose of surrendering. Lee's decision to accept Grant's terms of surrender that afternoon resulted in the conclusion of the Civil War. As Lee's Army of Northern Virginia laid down their arms, followed over the next few months by the surrender of the remaining Confederate armies. Of course, an arduous, lengthy process of rebuilding the divided Union lay ahead. Nonetheless, at that decisive moment, once the terms of surrender were accepted, the course of the war and of the Union was changed, and the ultimate outcome was assured. Peace through